play by play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
And again, welcome back to Giltner High School, the second half of our doubleheader tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The girls' game in the books here tonight, getting set for the boys' contest between Giltner and Kennesaw. Kennesaw wins the first ball game on a score of 50-45. This is the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show on the Breeze. Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only No Worries GM certified used dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet and find out why. In that girls' ball game, it was a big second quarter for Kennesaw after the Blue Devils trailed 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was Kennesaw who outscored Giltner 19-4 in the second quarter. They had a 29-17 halftime lead. They never trailed after that, although it got interesting in the fourth quarter. 32-24 at the end of three, and Giltner cut the lead down to 5 points a couple of times in the fourth quarter, but they lose by five. Kennesaw winning by a score of 50-45. Kennesaw now 8-3 on the season. Giltner falls to 3-6. Final numbers on the ball game earlier tonight. Giltner was just 26% from the field tonight. They were 15 out of 57. 15 out of 17, as far as the rebounds are concerned. They had 15 out of 57 from the field for 26%. Kennesaw was 16 out of 41 for 39%. Giltner out-rebounds Kennesaw 32-29. Giltner had 15 offensive rebounds, 17 on defense. Kennesaw had 4 offensive rebounds and 25 on defense. 21 turnovers for Giltner in the ball game. Kennesaw had 26. On three-pointers, Kennesaw was 5 out of 9 for 56%, and Giltner was only 2 out of 9 for about 22%. Giltner hitting 14 out of 28 from the free-throw line for 50%. Kennesaw was 13 out of 19 for 68%. So now we got the boys' contest coming up next. It'll feature the 7th-ranked team in Class D2, Giltner, a record of 7 wins and 1 loss on the season. Their only defeat to the hands of Heartland Lutheran in the finals of the Heartland Lutheran Holiday Basketball Tournament back on December 30th. They lost to them by the score of 67-59. Giltner has played one game since the holidays. That was last Tuesday, when they beat Lawrence Nelson in two overtimes, 61-58. Meanwhile, Kennesaw coming in a record of 5 wins and 4 losses on the season. They dropped their first two games to Blue Hill and Hampton, then beat Shelton, came back to lose to Bruning Davenport. Then he beat Silver Lake right before the holidays. And then he split two games in the Harvard Holiday Basketball Tournament, coming back with two wins over Wilcox Hildreth and Harvard. So, brought to you by New Tech Seed, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Giltner is going to start this way. Sean Finley, a 5'10" junior. Also, Cody Shack, a 6'1" senior. Shea Hendricks will be a 5'10" senior. Nathan Most will be a 5'11" senior. And Drew Watt, a 6'4" sophomore. Kennesaw will start with Tyler Schnitzler, a 5'10" freshman. Also, Brody Rosso, who's a 6' senior. Jeremy Sugar, a 6'1" senior. Zane Woodman, a 5'11" sophomore. And Cade Clark, a 6'2" junior. The pregame show tonight brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet and Hastings. The starting lineup is brought to you by New Tech Seed. We're set to go. Boys High School basketball action tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Kennesaw will shoot to our basket to our right there in their road blue uniforms there tonight. Giltner are going to be dressed in their homestanding white, trimmed and lettered in the black and the orange. And Giltner will control the opening tip here tonight. Of course, the Hornets had a very successful football campaign. I'll tell you what, they're playing pretty well basketball, too. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Ott. And the rebound comes down to Kennesaw. So Giltner misses their first shot. Kennesaw's opening possession now as they come up the floor. Brady Rosso moves the ball over here to a Zane Woodman. Out in three-point territory, top of the key. Schnitzler for three, shot good. Tyler Schnitzler hits a three ball from the top of the circle, and Kennesaw goes out on top to start the ball game. It is 3-0. We have played 40 seconds here in the contest. Giltner has got the ball back the other way. Kennesaw will start off in the man-to-man defense. This is a Shea Hendricks for the ball down in the corner to Fidley. Bounce pass goes in the lane there. It's going to be mishandled, but it's picked up on the right side, and the shot is up and in. That's going to be Cody Shack getting the rebound and the follow there for Giltner as he picks up the loose ball. And Shack has got Giltner on the scoreboard 3-2 now. Kennesaw with a lead. Outside the three-point ring is going to be Schnitzler. Takes it to the far sideline and shot up and in. Brody Rosso hits the three ball there for Kennesaw. It's now a 6-2 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. Here's Nate Most with the ball. It led the Gildner Hornets a fine football campaign, got all the way to the finals before losing at Memorial Stadium. Most was the quarterback for Gildner. Now he'll run the point here for the Hornets. They go to Ott, now down low. Here's a shot, no good. Tip tries up and in. Cody Shack with a couple of field goals here in the first quarter. Now a 6-4 contest. Kennesaw out on top by two. Early in the contest, Rosso has got the ball. Rosso moves it over here to a Schnitzler. Out of Woodman at the top of the key. Moves it over in the wing to Rosso. Here's an entry pass deflected away. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be Kennesaw basketball. So Kennesaw will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway here in the boys' ball game. 6-4 is the score. Here's a long-range jumper by Woodman by 3 points, and it's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot is up there. It's no good by Sugar. Offensive rebound, no good. Follow shot by Cade Clark, and the rebound comes down to Ott. Ott has not now got it for it. Giltner moves it to the far sideline to Henricks, and a foul is going to be called on the way in as Kennesaw is riding him in to the top of the key. Rosso picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first team foul number one on Kennesaw. It's going to be Giltner playing in and out for the far sideline. 5:47 to play here in the first quarter. 6-4 the score. Kennesaw leading by two. Entry pass. They get the ball away to Shaq. Now down and baseline. Shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. That is Drew Ott getting the pass there on the low block left side. And a foul is going to be called here on Cade Clark. That's going to be his first team foul number two on the Blue Devils. This will be a shooting situation for Nate Most. Most of the free throw line here for Giltner. He is averaging 13 points per ball game. The shot is up there. It is good. Now a 6-5 ball game. Giltner hitting 50% of their foul shots so far this year. 42% from the field and 33% from three-point territory. Second shot by Nate Most is up there and in. So now we're tied up at 6 points apiece. Early in the basketball game tonight, we're at Giltner High School. Action tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Kennesaw's got it in their offensive zone. Schnitzler drives it down the left side of the lane, kicks it out to the far sideline. Rosso's three-pointer's been up there. It's no good. Rebound, Nate Most. Most will dribble out of there with the ball now for Kennesaw. Goes to the far sideline to Henricks. Drives it down the right side of the lane. He shot it up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Jay Henricks gets the field goal for Giltner, and now he'll go to the free-throw line to try to make this a three-point play. The bucket won't count. The personal foul whistled here on Brody Rosso for Kennesaw. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number three on Kennesaw here in the first quarter. So a chance at a three-point play here is that Henricks will throw the mark, a 65% foul shooter. He is 25 out of 38 from the free-throw lines. His shot is up there. He hits the roll. Hits the front iron and spins down the hole. So this is the first lead of the ball game now for Giltner. It is 9-6 in the first quarter. Giltner is playing a man-to-man defense. Schnitzler has got the ball, gets around his man, drives for the hole. He's going to be hammered on the play. Sliding over there was Drew Ott for Kennesaw. I think Ott is the guilty party here for Giltner. That's the case. Drew Ott for Giltner, I should say, not Kennesaw. And going to the free throw line is going to be Tyler Schnitzler for Kennesaw. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Schnitzler is 68% foul shooter on the season. Kennesaw, the team, is hitting 60% for the free throw line so far this season. 9-6 the score. Giltner is out on top. Here's a shot from the line. It's good. So Schnitzler hits one out of two from the stripe and is now 9-7. Giltner with a 2-point lead. Shea Henricks with the ball now for the Hornets. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to a Nate Most out in 3-point territory. Most out of Trevor Poppin, who's into the ball game for the first down. Down low to a Kreitz. His shot's going to be blocked down. It's going to be taken out of there by Zane Woodman for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Woodman brings it back into the offensive zone. As they work it back around here to a Tyler Schnitzler. Schnitzler 4-3. His shot is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Giltner. Trevor Poppin gets the rebound there for the Hornets. Gets away to Henricks. Hustles into the forecourt down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor now. As the Kennesaw is playing the man-to-man defense. Entry pass. They get it to the left side of the lane to Most. Kicks it back out to Henricks. Henricks holding the ball back inside to Most. He's double-teamed. Nate back outside the ring down to Henricks. He mishandles the ball. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Kennesaw ball. A turnover on Giltner here in the ballgame. Into the contest now for Kennesaw is going to be Gavin Robinson. Robinson in the ballgame for the first time, a 6-foot sophomore. 9-7 the score. Giltner has got a 2-point lead in our high school basketball game of the week tonight on the Breeze. Kennesaw working with the ball. Robinson at the top of the key. comes over to the near side. That's Schnitzler. Drives it down to the baseline. A pass across the lane. Shot is up there. No good by Rosso. And the rebound comes down to Hendricks. Hendricks down the right sideline. They get it to Kreitz, and he's called for the traveling violation. So Ethan Kreitz, who just checked in there for Giltner, is whistled for the traveling violation. 5'9" sophomore for the Hornets. That's the second turnover on Giltner in the ball game. Here comes Bostad out of the ball game now, and Drew Ott comes in. Ott has played only one out of the eight games so far for Giltner, still nursing an elbow injury that he suffered in the finals of the football championships at the end of November. He's got a heavy pad on that left elbow right now as Kennesaw drives the ball in the hole, and the foul is going to be called again, this time on Giltner. It's going to go on Luke Richards. So Richards picks up his first personal foul. He just checked in there, and he gets a foul for his credit. Kennesaw will throw things in. Tyler Schnitzler has got the ball in three-point territory. Works out top against the Kreitz. Comes over here to Rosso. Out in three-point territory. Rosso to the top of the key. Zane Woodman drives inside the arc. His shot from 15. No good. Ball is saved by Woodman. Right into the hands of Trevor Poppin for Giltner. Down the right sideline. Now to Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz pulls up on the ring. Lobs it down low to Ott. He tries to dump it away to Poppin. He loses control of the ball. And it's going to be saved here by Kennesaw. Third turnover on Giltner in the ballgame. 9-7, Hornets have the lead. Kennesaw's got the ball from the free throw line. Sugar has got it. Sugar comes over now to Schnitzler. Schnitzler, the Sugar, just inside the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound loose on the far side. It is picked up here by Giltner. Luke Richards has got the ball. Now to Kreitz down the near sideline. Three for Shaq is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zane Woodman for Kennesaw. 2:50 to play. Here in the first quarter, 9-7 the score. Giltner is out on top by 2 points. Here's a Gavin Robinson with the ball on the far sideline. Takes it down on the baseline. A little scoop shot up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Luke Richards. That last shot hits the other side of the glass. Giltner runs it back the other way down the right sideline. They have a two-point lead. Bounce pass into the lane to Poppin. Poppin goes to Ott. Shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Poppin in the lane, trying to shovel the ball the way to Drew Ott, who's sliding down the lane. And Ott draws a personal foul on Jeremy Sugar for Kennesaw. That's going to be Jeremy's first, team foul number 4 on the Blue Devils. And Drew Ott to the free throw line. And he has played only one game for the Giltner Hornets so far this basketball season. Hit 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. And his shot is up there. It is no good. He'll get one more. Ott had 14 points in that ball game. That was in the last outing for Giltner. Their double overtime win over Lawrence Nelson, 61-58. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Drew Ott hits 1 out of 2. And now they have a 3-point lead here in the first quarter. Giltner 10, Kennesaw 7. The ball game so far here in the boys' contest. After Kennesaw won the opener tonight by 5 points. Here's Giltner working with the ball. Zane Woodman, his pass is going to be deflected out of bounds here by Shay Hendricks of Giltner. So Kennesaw will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop. 2:13 remaining. Here in the first quarter, 10-7 is the score. Giltner has got the lead. Kennesaw will inbound the ball. This is Zane Woodman deep in the corner to the left side. Drives the ball toward the goal, but has to give it up. Schnitzler out in 3 points there. That's where he drives into the basket, puts up a shot. No good. He's fouled in the play. We have got an offensive foul, I believe, here on Kennesaw. That's going to be the case. It's going to be an offensive charging foul on Tyler Schnitzler. That's going to be his first. Now Giltner has got the ball back as we hit the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. 10-7. Giltner has got the lead. Nate Most has got the ball for the Hornets. Down the near sideline to Cody Shaq. Shaq brings it back out on top to Shay Hendricks. Holds the ball against the man-to-man for Kennesaw. Hops inside. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Zane Woodman. Woodman has got it for Kennesaw. Having problems with the dribble in backcourt. Brings it into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Schnitzler. Bounce pass down to Woodman. On the baseline of the right side, comes back out to a Schnitzler. Around the horn to go to the left side. That's Gavin Robinson with the ball. Robinson holds it. Back out to a Tyler Schnitzler. Picked up out there defensively by Sean Finley for Giltner. Hornets running their man-to-man defense. Over here on the right side is Robinson. Entry pass. They get it to Sugar. Goes across the lane. Going up for the shot and missing that. Maybe it's going to be Robinson. And the rebound comes down to Nate Most. Most has got it for Giltner. 1:10 to play here in the first quarter. 10-7 to score. Giltner is out on top by 3 points. Hornets with the ball. They hammered inside to Drew Ott, and an offensive foul is called on Ott. Got the ball in the lane there for the Hornets, and he evidently shoved off inside, and the foul is called on Drew Ott. That's going to be his second. 1:04 to play here in the first quarter. They're going to whistle that one on Most and not Ott. They were both there, and it's going to be Nate Most on the push-off. That's going to be his first foul. So Kennesaw has got it now as we are under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Gavin Robinson, free throw line extended left side. Robinson has it tipped away but gets it back on the far sideline. Here we lost it out of bounds again. Gets it under control and finally gets rid of it out to Tyler Schnitzler with the ball. Out of Robinson again on the far sideline. Picked up out there by a Cody Shack who's right in his face. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ott saves it right into the hands of Shea Hendricks. For Giltner, runs it back the other way from the free throw line. His shot is an air ball. And the rebound comes down to a Kennesaw. Like a hockey match. We're back the other way. Tyler Schnitzler's got it now inside the free throw circle for Giltner. Comes over to a Gavin Robinson. Bumps it inside now to a Sugar. Double team, and he is tied up in the play. Jump ball is called. Jeremy Sugar got it in the lane there, and nothing but white shirts around him. He is tied up in the play. A jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Giltner, so the Hornets will play things in, or will they? Nope, it's going to be Kennesaw. Kennesaw will play things in. 16 seconds to go first quarter. Giltner with a lead, 10-7. It's going to be Kennesaw playing things in way outside. Tyler Schnitzler has got it. Schnitzler drives it into the lane, forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Finley. He loses control as he falls down. It's picked up by Kennesaw. Here's Sugar with the ball. It's going to be no good as he launches up the shot. Rebound to Most from backcourt. He launches one up, and that's the end of the first quarter. So up and down we go here between a couple of teams. And the D1 and D2 ranks here tonight in the score after one. It is Giltner 10, Kennesaw 7. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora, your college repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Lady Hornet and Hornet basketball teams. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our second quarter of play here, Giltner has got the lead over Kennesaw, 10-7. Giltner has the opening possession here in the second quarter, but the lob pass comes inside. It's going to be intercepted by Kate Clark. It's the fourth turnover on Giltner so far in the ballgame. 10-7 the score. Giltner has got a three-point lead. Kennesaw has got the ball. Here's Gavin Robinson. Robinson to Rosso. Pulls up 10-footers off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Shea Hendricks. Long pass down to four. They get it to Finley. Shot is up there. He misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Kennesaw. Tyler Schnitzler is right there for the rebound. Gets it away now to Rosso. Rosso hustles into the forward court. Comes over here on the right side. Gavin Robinson lobs it inside. The ball poked away from Rosso. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Kennesaw basketball. 7-10 remaining here in the first half. It is Giltner out on top of Kennesaw. Boys High School basketball tonight. The score is 10-7. End of the girls' ball game. Kennesaw won by the score of 50-45. Kennesaw playing things in. Back outside, Gavin Robinson has got the ball. Comes over in the wing on the right side to Kimley, who's into the ball game. On the dribble, takes it down to the baseline. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. So Cole Kimley out of the ball game now for Kennesaw, 6-foot freshman. Kennesaw will play things in from underneath their own hoop. This is Clark. He gets it into the corner now to Rosso. Baseline is cut off. Comes in the lane to Sugar. His shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought down by Poppin, and a foul is going to be called. Poppin has got it for Giltner, and he has fouled in a play. Personal goes on Jeremy Sugar. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on the Kennesaw Blue Devils here in the basketball game. So it'll be Giltner bringing the ball back up. 6 minutes and 48 seconds to play. In quarter number 2, 10-7 the score. Giltner has got the lead. Shea Hendricks with the ball. Hendricks out here in 3-point territory. Will work with Nate Most. Pass comes over here to Most. Over on the wing on the right side to Kreitz, who's back in the ball game. Hammers the ball down low. Double team. Scramble is on, triple team, trying to get it out of there. is going to be Finley. He does. Finally around to a Moses. Shot for three is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Kimley. Kyle Kimley with the ball now for Kennesaw as they come back the other way. 6:16 to play here in this second quarter. Still 10-7. Giltner has got the lead. Sugar has got it now. Sugar over to the wing to Kimley. Back outside, the three-point arc to Arasso. Man-to-man defense here for Giltner. That's Robinson on the far side. Lobs it in the paint to Clark. Clark's pass is deflected back out of bounds here on the near sideline. Here comes five new players into the ballgame. Three for Giltner, two for Kennesaw. 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. It is 10-7. Giltner has got the lead. Our high school basketball game of the week tonight on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Kennesaw gets it in here. The near sideline to Schnitzler is back into the contest. Schnitzler down to Rosso. Back outside is Schnitzler working the ball. Dribbles to the top of the key against Kreitz. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Rosso. Entry pass to Sugar. Now to Rosso. Entry pass deflected away again from Clark. It is loose. It comes to the near sideline. It's picked up by Kreitz. Nice save. And now out of bounds down at the other end is going to be Richards. Check that. Yeah, Richards was down there for Giltner. Kreitz saved it. Got it ahead to Richards, but he was out of bounds underneath the basket. So a turnover there on the Giltner. Officially five turnovers now on the Hornets here in this first half of play. It is still 10-7. A touchdown and a field goal for the Hornets, and a touchdown for Kennesaw. There's a loud pass into the lane. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Ethan Kreitz has got it back for Giltner. Kreitz goes down in the corner to Shaq, out of the free throw line to Richards, moves it to the right side of the lane, stops there, out to Ethan Kreitz as he directs some traffic now. Kennesaw still in their man-to-man defense. Here's Cody Shaq with the ball, bounce pass to Ott. Free throw line extended to the right side. Ott gets into the free throw line down to Luke Richards. Richards to the near sideline. That's Cody Shaq with the ball. Back out to the top of the key. Poppin holds it there. Poppin goes to Kreitz. And now we got a traveling violation on Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz. No pressure out there defensively by Kennesaw, but Kreitz just took the extra step. That's six turnovers on Giltner in the ballgame. 4:53 remaining in the second quarter. It is still 10-7. Nobody has scored yet here in the second period. All the scoring in the quarter number one. Rosso has got the ball now for Kennesaw. Rosso goes to a Trevor Schnitzler. Schnitzler back outside the arc to go to a Zane Woodman. Woodman to the far sideline to a Rosso. Comes back to the near side to Schnitzler. Down to a Rosso again behind the screen. Boots it to the left sideline. Good defense here by Giltner. Back out to a Tyler Schnitzler with the ball. Schnitzler works to the right sideline to a Rosso. Entry pass to get it inside to Sugar. Kicks it back out on the wing. Three-pointer put up there is no good by Rosso. And the rebound comes down to Giltner, and the foul is called in backcourt. Luke Richards gets the rebound there for Giltner, but he is hacked in backcourt here by, let's see, it's going to be Jeremy Sugar picking up the foul. And for Sugar, that's going to be his third. So Jeremy Sugar, who is averaging in double figures so far for Kennesaw this year at 10.4, is going to come to the bench. And in the ball game now is going to be Dalton Bender. Bender, a 6'2" freshman for the Blue Devils. Going to the free throw line for Giltner is going to be Luke Richards. Richards, a 50% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there. This one is no good off of the right side. And the rebound comes down to Kennesaw. Still, nobody has scored here in the second quarter. And we're almost halfway through the period. Still 10-7 in favor of Giltner. Kennesaw's got the ball on the far sideline. Tyler Schnitzler works against Ethan Kreitz. They work it back around to the right side. It's going to be a Rosso with the ball. Giltner still in the man-to-man defense. Rosso holds it. Lob pass. Bender mishandles it. Picks it up on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Rosso. Cross-court pass goes to Zane Woodman. Woodman tries to launch one up. A shot that's partially deflected, and the ball is brought down by Giltner. Running back the other way is going to be a Nate Most. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. So Most taking the ball into the basket there for Giltner. He is fouled in the play. They go on Cade Clark. That's going to be his second for Kennesaw. 3:41 to play in the second quarter. It is still a 10-7 ball game in favor of Giltner. Nate Most to the free throw line now for Giltner. 2 out of 2 from the stripe so far tonight. Most is 61% foul shooter. He misses that shot. They'll have one more. Here comes Ott back into the ball game. Trevor Poppin comes back in for Giltner. And also Sean Finley. As the Hornets trying to find a combination that's going to work out there tonight. 10-7 the score. Giltner has got a 3-point lead. Hornets ranked number 7 in Class D2 this week, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. Next shot is up there. It's good. Nate Most finally gets a point in the second quarter. Now it's 11-7 in favor of Giltner. Kennesaw's got the ball. Brody Rosso has got it. Rosso comes over here to a Gavin Robinson in between the circles to a Schnitzler. Now to Robinson again. Free throw line extended right side. He drives the ball to the elbow, and a foul is going to be called here on Cody Shack for Giltner. The first foul in Shack, team foul number 4 on the Hornets. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Kennesaw playing things in off of the near sideline. Gavin Robinson will get her in here to a Rosso out near the 10-second line. Rosso out of Robinson. Free throw line extended all the way to the near sideline. Back out to a Schnitzler. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Leaves it down on the baseline. That's Rosso with the ball. Rosso now to a Schnitzler. Dribbling. Comes out to a Robinson. Back around to the right side of Rosso. Pulls up. Shoots a 12-footer. It's going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Cody Shack. Shack has got it for Giltner down the right sideline to Finley. Bounce pass goes inside to Ott. His shot is up there and it's in. Drew Ott gets away in the paint there for Giltner. That's his first field goal. He's got 3 points, and the Hornets now lead by a score of 13-7. They're in the ball game over Kennesaw, their biggest lead of the contest. There's a pass inside. Clark turns around, loses control of the ball, scrambles out on the baseline, and Clark comes up with it, but his back foot was over the end line, so it's going to be Giltner basketball. Finley comes out. Here comes Shea Hendricks back into the lineup now for the Hornets. 2:35 to play here in the second quarter. It is 13-7. Giltner has got the lead in our high school basketball game of the week tonight on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Here's Ott in the lane. He's shot up and in. Drew Ott now with back-to-back baskets for Giltner in the second quarter. The Hornets have opened up an 8-point lead. It's now 15-7. Rosso has got the ball now for Kennesaw. As they go to the far sideline, Stensler has got it. Dribbles a couple of times. Comes out between the rings to Robinson. Now you pass over to the near sideline to Rosso. As he holds it here against the man-to-man defense for Giltner. Back outside the ring. So it's going to be a Tyler Schnitzler with the ball. Schnitzler now to Gavin Robinson. Robinson holding it on the far sideline. Lob pass in the clock. He is double-teamed. Tries to dribble against it. Ball is knocked loose. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Kennesaw basketball. Last test over here by Trevor Poppin, who has given chase for the Hornets. And now Kennesaw wants to call a timeout. We have got a timeout. A minute and 48 seconds to play. Here in quarter number 2 from Giltner High School tonight. The score is Giltner 15, Kennesaw 7.
Greer Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Greer Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will, Gene Shaw back at Giltner High School. High school basketball tonight on The Breeze and also online at KLIQFM.com. 15-7 to score. Giltner has got the lead over the Kennesaw Blue Devils here tonight. Kennesaw has got it following their timeout. Near side, Gavin Robinson holds the ball and finally gets away on the dribble. Penetrates to the elbow on the right side. The shot is up there. It's no good. Ott grabs the rebound. Out of pass comes to Shea Hendricks. Hendricks now the near side to Cody Shack. Holds it right at the top of the three-point circle to Shea Hendricks over on the right sideline. That's going to be a Nate Most with the ball. Most with the ball high above his head. Entry pass to get it to Ott right at the elbow. Out to Most now in 3-point territory, 15-7. Giltner has got an 8-point lead over Kennesaw here in Boys High School basketball tonight. We're in the second quarter. Winding down to the 1-minute mark. There's going to be Hendricks circles around. He has the basketball stripped away. And is picked up by Kennesaw. On the steal is going to be Rosso. Rosso into the forecourt now to a Schnitzler. Holds the ball high above his head. Two hands on it here on the near sideline. Back out between the rings. Gavin Robinson. Robinson out of Rosso. Lobs it back inside to a Robinson. Double team. Kicks it out. Here's a shot taken by Bender. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ott. Ott has got it now for Giltner down the right sideline. Shea Hendricks has got it. Entry pass underneath the bucket. Here's a shot taken by Poppin, and he's hammered on the play. Nice pass. Trevor Poppin got it. But had to maneuver underneath the basket there to get a good look. And he was hammered on the play. He'll go to the free throw line now. They're trying to get his points to the stripe. Cade Clark picks up the personal foul for Kennesaw. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line will be Trevor Poppin for Giltner. His shot is up there. It's no good. Poppin just 37% from the free throw line this season. He is now, but 10 out of 28 from the free throw line as he misses that one. Gilder is a team hitting 50% from the line, 42% from the field, and 33% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Justin Burr. So it's 15-7. Gilder has got an eight-point lead. Kennesaw has got the ball. On the far sideline, that's going to be a Tyler Schnitzler with it over there. As he works against Shea Hendricks, moves it on the dribble, out of the baseline, kicks it back out to Kimley, out of the right wing. That's Rosso with it now. Rosso out to Schnitzler. As he works against the man-to-man defense again, here's Kimley, long-range jumper for three. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It was last touch by Ott as he tries to grab it underneath the hoop. Could not get that baby under control. It goes out of bounds, and Kennesaw will play things in with 7.7 seconds to play now in the second quarter. Blue Devils will play it in. Rosso will trigger things in for the Blue Devils. His pass is going to be over the head of Burr, but it's picked up out here by Kimley. His pass deflected. It is picked up here by Hendricks as he runs it back the other way. And he's going to draw the personal foul as the time expires. Hendricks driving the ball to the hole there for Giltner, and he is fouled in the play as time expires. We'll see if they give Hendricks the free throws. They are. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Tyler Schnitzler for Kennesaw. That's going to be his second. That's going to be the end of the second quarter of play. But we're going to have some free throws here first for Shea Hendricks. Henry signs the bucket, lets it fly. The shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls off of the front iron. No good. He was fouled in the act of shooting, so he'll get one more. No time left in the clock here in the second quarter. Shea Hendricks around the free throw line all by himself. Second one is up there. He misses that one as well, and that's the end of the first half of play. So the first half in the books tonight, Giltner had a 10-7 lead after the first quarter. Kennesaw did not score in the second quarter. They were shut out 5-0. In that second quarter, and at halftime, it is Giltner with the lead over Kennesaw. The score is 15-7. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Visit your locally owned floor-to-ceiling store in Grand Island. Floor-to-ceiling offers service with competitive prices and the latest in interiors products. Conveniently located off of Highway 30 in Grand Island.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Where do you get more? Superstore Outlet. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Giltner High School tonight. High school basketball on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at KLIQFM.com. It is Giltner, the seventh-ranked team in Class D2, with a lead over Kennesaw tonight at the break by a score of 15-7. Kennesaw has gone 14 minutes and 45 seconds of this first half without making a field goal. During that time, they've got one free throw. Kennesaw was shut out in the second quarter, but Giltner really didn't scorch the Nets either. They had only 5 points in the second quarter. Giltner was 10 to 7 leaders at the end of the first quarter, and now it's 15-7. But Kennesaw has gone 14 minutes and 45 seconds without hitting a field goal of the first half. They've got just one free throw during that stretch, but yet they're still in the ballgame, trailing the seventh-ranked team in Class D2, Giltner, by the score of 15-7. Scoring in the ball game thus far for Kennesaw, only two guys have scored their 7 points. Tyler Schnitzler is knocked down at three, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points. Brody Rosso has got the other three-pointer for Kennesaw, so they've got 7 points on the scoreboard here at halftime. Giltner has got 15 points through two quarters. They're being led by Drew Ott. He has got 5 points. He has got two field goals. He is one out of two from the free throw line. 3 points tonight for Nate Most on 3 of 4 from the free throw line. 3 points for Shea Hendricks on a field goal. He's one of three from the line for his three. Cody Shack has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Luke Richards, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. No points at halftime. Trevor Poppin, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. He has got no points at halftime. Again, our score at the halftime break, it is Kennesaw trailing the Giltner Hornets by the score of 15-7. The halftime show is brought to you by Allen's. You got more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Lady Hornets and Hornets good luck tonight and continued success in the future.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, free transportation for medical appointments, and Medicare and Medicaid certified. Haven Home has a quiet country setting with a home-like atmosphere. Call 752-3212 for more information. Haven Home of Kennesaw, 100 West Elm, compassion, comfort, and care.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will with high school basketball tonight at the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at Giltner High School. For the 7th-ranked Hornets, have got the lead over Kennesaw at the break. The score is 15-7. Again, 5-0 in the second quarter for Giltner, as Kennesaw has gone 14 minutes and 45 seconds without hitting a field goal here in the first half of play. Shooting numbers in the ball game thus far for Kennesaw, they are 3 out of 20 from the field in the first half, unofficially for 15%. Giltner is 5 out of 12 from the field for 42%. As far as three-pointers are concerned, Giltner is 0 out of 2. Kennesaw is 2 out of 6 for 33%. The rebounds, Giltner has got the favor there. Giltner with one offensive rebound and 15 on the defensive end. They've got 16 rebounds here at halftime. Kennesaw with two offensive rebounds and 7 on defense. They've got 9. The turnovers, Kennesaw has got 6 so far here in the first half of play. And Giltner has got a total of 4 turnovers in the ball game. The free throw line, Giltner is 5 out of 12 for 42%, and Kennesaw is 1 out of 2 for 50%. Giltner's got a couple of blocked shots in the ball game. Kennesaw has got one. But right now, the Blue Devils just can't find the range from the field. They've gone 14 minutes and 45 seconds without hitting a field goal. They got just one free throw during that stretch, and they have fallen behind the 7th-ranked Giltner Hornets here at the break by a score of 15-7. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. In the first ball game, Kennesaw beat Giltner tonight in the girls' contest by the score of 50-45. It was Giltner who got out to a 13-10 first quarter lead. In fact, Giltner scored the first 9 points of the basketball game tonight, but Kennesaw came back. They trailed by 3 at halftime, 13-10. Then it was Kennesaw going on a 19-4 run in the second quarter to grab a 29-17 halftime lead. That's a lead they did not give up in the second half. Kennesaw led 32-24 at the end of three. They go on to win by a score of 50-45. Giltner was led tonight by Chelsea White. She had 21 points in the ball game. Meanwhile, it was Deidre Ground for Kennesaw leading the way. She had 13 points. Giltner is now 3 wins and 6 losses on the season. Kennesaw improves to 8-3. In the score here at halftime, it is Giltner out on top of Kennesaw. The score is 15-7 at halftime. Coming up tomorrow night here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, we've got Nebraska men's basketball, the Huskers, at home to take on the third-ranked team of the country, the Kansas Jayhawks. Tip-off will be at 8 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Airtime will be at 7:04 tomorrow, the Jayhawks and the Huskers here on KLIQ 94.5. Later on in the week, on this Saturday, we'll have some more college basketball for you. That will be the Iowa State-Nebraska ball game on Saturday. That'll be a night game as well at the Sports Center. Tip-off there will be at 7 o'clock with a pregame show at 6. You'll hear that game here on the Breeze. And then we've got Nebraska women's basketball coming up on Sunday. The Huskers, ranked number 11 in the country, will take on the Baylor Bears down in Waco. That'll be an afternoon game on Sunday, 2:30 for the tip-off, 2:15 for the pregame show here on the Breeze. Also got some USHL hockey coming up for you on our network of stations this weekend. The Tri-City Storm will be on the road playing at Waterloo on Sunday afternoon, 3:05 for the faceoff, 2:50 for the pregame show. That will be on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Got the second half coming up for you. Again, at halftime, it is Giltner out on top of Kennesaw, 15-7. You've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op Pivot Tires, built for a longer life, as low as $120 in the 11 2x24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master Front Tractor Tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our play is back in here in the third quarter. Kennesaw with the opening possession, and immediately a pass is going to be kicked right back out of bounds. So it's going to be Kennesaw playing things in. 15-7 is the score. Giltner has got the lead over Kennesaw in our high school basketball game of the week tonight on the Breeze. Tyler Schnitzler with the ball for the Blue Devils as they shoot to our basket to our left. Let's see if that basket is a little bit more kinder to the Blue Devils. They've got 14 minutes and 45 seconds without hitting a field goal here in the ball game. Schnitzler has got it on the deep wing on the right side. Schnitzler dribbles to the top of the key, and now they'll try the left side. That's going to be Zane Woodman with the ball. Woodman takes it down to Schnitzler. Little ball fake, drives it toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Giltner. Giltner has got it back the other way. Shea Hendricks with the ball. Long pass down the floor. It goes ricocheting off of the rim as Drew Ott was going up for the stuff, and he threw it too high in the air, and it goes ricocheting off of the rim, but it's lost out of bounds by Kennesaw. Would have been a highlight reel right there. He misfires on the pass. Now back inside, here's Nate Most. Spins one way, then the other. Sign is up there. It is no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Tyler Schnitzler. Schnitzler has got it for Kennesaw. Gets it away now to Cade Clark. Back to Schnitzler. 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 15-7. It is Kennesaw trailing by 8 points. Brody Rosso has got the ball for the Blue Devils. He works out on top against Hendricks. The ball nearly taken away. Rosso takes it inside. A little 12-footer is around the rim. That one falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Ott. Ott has got it for Kennesaw. The Hendricks long pass down the floor to Most. Now they get it to Drew Ott in the lane. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound is brought down by Zane Woodman. Woodman's pass is deflected. It's Ott again that grabs the ball. Long pass down the floor. They get it down here to Finley. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Shaq. His shot is no good. Rebound, follow shot up and in by Ott. Drew Ott now is 7 points in the basketball game, and it is 17-7 as the shooting woes continue here for Kennesaw. Driving the baseline, throwing up a shot. That one is going to be no good by Rosso, and the rebound comes down to Drew Ott again as he hands the ball away to Shea Hendricks. So now we can tack on another 2 minutes that Kennesaw has gone without a field goal here in the stretch of this ball game. They've now gotten 16:45 without making a field goal in the contest. And now we got a timeout called from Giltner. So Hornets want to talk things over. Wild and Woolly here tonight in the Giltner. 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Giltner 17, Kennesaw 7.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kennesaw has got two field goals in the ballgame, but those are both three-pointers. They have not gotten a two-point field goal, and they have not hit a field goal in the ballgame since this 45 mark of the first quarter. There's a shot by Bose that's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound, and Bose gets the ball back to Shea Hendricks out here in three-point territory. 17-7 is the score. We are in the third quarter with 5.5 minutes to play. Here, this one, boys high school basketball tonight. Finley cross-court pass nearly intercepted. Ball is knocked loose and is picked up here by Woodman. Ninth turnover, and now Kennesaw comes back and throws the ball away. Woodman trying to get it down the floor in a hurry there, throws it over the head of Schnitzel out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on Kennesaw. That's 9 now on Giltner. It is still 17-7 in this contest, and Giltner will walk the ball off the floor. Shea Hendricks has got it for Giltner. Stomps at the top of the three-point circle, comes over here on the wing to a Cody Shack. Shack, top of the key. That's Kreitz who's back into the ball game now. The Shack. Shack over here, cross-court pass goes over to Hendricks, moves the ball down low, twisting and turning as Poppin goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. It's out of bounds, though. Last touchdown there by Kennesaw's Cade Clark. So Giltner will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 4:58 to play in the third, 17-7. Giltner with a lead. They lob it into the lane. They're going for the hole. As Poppin, he's going to be fouled in the play. I think that's going to be Cade Clark again for Kennesaw, as he's going to be the guilty party. That's the case, and that's going to be his fourth personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Giltner is going to be Trevor Poppin. He is 0 for 2 from the stripe tonight. No points in the ballgame. 17-7. Giltner has got the lead, and the shot from the line is up and in. He will get one more. Coming into the ballgame now for Kennesaw is going to be Justin Burr. So Justin Burr, a 6'3" and sophomore, down in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. 18-7. Here comes the next shot. It's good by Poppin. Boy, Kennesaw just cannot buy a field goal. Still looking for their first two-pointer of the ballgame. They've got two threes. The last one coming at the 6:45 mark of the first quarter. We're now into the third quarter with 4:47 to play. Zane Woodman with the ball for the Blue Devils. Over here on the wing on the left side to Arasso. Comes out to Snitzler at the top of the key. This has been a tough defense tonight for the Giltner Hornets. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Poppin. Gets the ball on the near sideline to Kreitz. Out in the corner to Most. Inside to Hendricks. Spins in the lane. Puts it up there and scores. Shea Hendricks now with 5 points in the ball game. It's now a 21-7 ball game in favor of Giltner. And now Kennesaw wants to call a timeout. The Blue Devils want to talk things over as their offensive woes continue. 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter. The score is Giltner 21, Kennesaw 7.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a call at 402-849-2244 and give us a try for your next occasion. Steve and Kathy Hoser and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner Lady Hornet and the Hornet basketball teams a great season. Good luck, Hornets, from JSGK Catering.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight in The Breeze and also online at kliqfm.com. The seventh-ranked team in the state in Class D2, the Giltner Hornets. Looking for their eighth win of the season here tonight. They've got it going all the way. And I'll tell you what, their defense tougher than a $2 steak tonight against the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Again, it was the 6:45 mark of the first quarter that Kennesaw hit a field goal, and that was a three-pointer. They got one other three-pointer. Schnitzler's got one. Rosso has got the other one. Other than that, a free throw from Schnitzler, and they've got 7 points on the board. With 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play, here in quarter number three, Kennesaw will try it again, drive it for the hole. The shot is up there. That one is going to be no good by Rosso, and the rebound comes down defensively to Drew Ott. Down the near sideline, Finley ends up with it. Comes out here to a Kreitz, moves it over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Luke Richards, who's into the ball game. Richards gets away, Takes another dribble down to the baseline. Bounce pass inside Poppins. Shot is up off the window. No good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near sideline. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ott. So it'll be Kennesaw playing things in. 3:47 to play here in quarter number three. 21-7 in favor of Giltner. Here comes Kennesaw with the ball now. Tyler Schnitzler has got it. Schnitzler starts off right, now left. Comes over here on the near sideline. They get it back to Schnitzler. Brings it back to the left sideline to Gavin Robinson. Down to Schnitzler. Schnitzler dribbling with the ball. Now he picks it up. He's in trouble. Bounce pass on the high post. Justin Burr was back to the basket. And now we have got a timeout called. Looks like Burr has got some blood coming from his right knee. And the officials call the timeout. He's going to have to check out of the ballgame. So Justin Burr checks out. Here comes Dalton Bender back in there. Giltner is going to take the opportunity to put Hendricks back into the ballgame and also Cody Shack. 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. It is Giltner 21 and Kennesaw 7. Rosso will inbound the ball here for Kennesaw. Gets it to the right side to Bender. Bender goes up. His shot is up there. That one is no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down there by Drew Ott. Ott has got it for Giltner. Now to Jay Hendricks. Hendricks will walk it across the 10-second line. Hendricks dribbling with the ball here. It's a zone defense now for Kennesaw. There's a pass into the lane to Drew Ott. His shot is no good, and he's going to be fouled in the play. They just threw it up there, and Drew went up to grab it. And a 3-second violation is going to be called on Drew. Another turnover on Giltner here in the ballgame, a 3-second violation. That's going to be the 10th turnover on Giltner. 21-7. Giltner has got the lead. Here comes Kennesaw back in their offensive zone. High post. They get it to Bender. Bender picked up by Ott. Goes into the far sideline now to Schnitzler. Schnitzler to the elbow to Widener. Shot is up there and in. Chance Widener comes into the ballgame and hits one. It is 21-9 now. So they go a long, long time without hitting a field goal at the 240 mark. That's their first two-pointer of the basketball game for Kennesaw. 21-9, Giltner has got a lead. There's Hendricks underneath the basket. Goes up. His shot no good. Ott grabs the rebound. Goes back up. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. Drew Ott all over the glass here tonight for Giltner. And now he'll go to the free throw line here for the Hornets after being fouled in the play. The last personal goes on Rosso. That's going to be his third. So officially, Kennesaw goes from the 6:45 mark of the first quarter until the 2:40 mark of the third quarter without scoring a field goal. And now here's Drew Ott at the other end. He hits the free throw. He has now got 8 points in the basketball game. He'll have one more. The score is 22-9 now. Giltner has got the lead thanks to the 3 touchdowns scored here tonight. Here comes the next one. It is up there and in. So Ott hits a pair. Chances are the football team probably scored more points than this, huh? Points have been tough to come by here tonight between Kennesaw and Giltner. Kennesaw has got the ball. Tyler Schnitzler has got it on the right sideline. Gets it out to Rosso, trying to penetrate. Ball poked loose by Hendricks. Picked back up by Rosso. Goes over to Schnitzler on the right sideline. Now on the high post, that's Justin Burr. Tries to give it away. Mishandled here by Rosso. Takes it down on the baseline. A shot is put up there. It's going to be no good by Robinson. Back is blocked down. And now it's out of bounds. It's going to be Kennesaw ball. Last touchdown there. I think Drew Ott got the block there for Giltner. It'll be Kennesaw playing it in from underneath their own basket to the right side. Rosso will play things in with 2:01 to play. They get it to Justin Burr. Burr now to Schnitzler out here in three-point territory on the near side. Comes to Gavin Robinson. Lobs it inside. Widener puts up a shot. He draws a personal foul in most. So Chance Widener goes to the free throw line now for Kennesaw. Mauled in the act of shooting. Nate Most picks up the foul for Giltner. That's going to be his second. So now Widener hit that field goal back there at the 2:40 mark. I'll have a chance at some free throws. 75% foul shooter in the season. He is 3 out of 4 from the line this year. His shot is up there. It's good. Kennesaw now back to within 14 points. It is 23-9 in our high school basketball game of the week tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Chance Widener will have one more. Dips the knees, looks at the basket, concentrates, throws it up there. The shot good. He rattles home a couple of free throws. It's now 23-11. Giltner leading by a dozen here as the Hornets walk the ball back up the floor. Kennesaw looks like a 2-1-2 zone defense this time down the floor. Cody Shack has got the ball on the wing, comes out between the circles now to Kreitz, brings it back to Shack down low. Drew Ott grabs it, double team on the wing on the left side to Hendricks, down on the baseline. A shot is up and in by Most. Just inside the three-point ring, Nate Most hits his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points, and it is now 25-11, a 14-point lead for the Hornets. A minute and 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's a Schnitzler with the ball, deep wing, right side. Schnitzler looking left, now comes right as he gets it to a Widener, drives it down the lane. He's tied up in the play, but a let's see, it's going to be a foul call on Drew Ott. Maybe he had the jump ball down there, but Ott is guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number two on Giltner here in the second half of play, but this will be a shooting foul. And Chance Widener back to the free throw line. A field goal and a couple of free throws so far in off of the bench for Kennesaw. Eyes the bucket. Here's the free throw. That one's going to be too strong. He'll get one more. Chance Widener, a 6 foot junior for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. End of the ball game now is going to be Zane Woodman. Checking out is going to be a Brody Rosso. A minute and 10 seconds to play. In the third quarter, it's 25-11. Giltner has got the lead in boys high school basketball tonight. As a Chance Widener will have one more shot. It's in the air. That one is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Ott. Ott grabs the rebound for the Hornets. And now Giltner will come back in their offensive zone here. About a minute to play. Henrik stops. Comes over here on the near side. Shaq has got it. Cranks up to three. Shot no good. Henrik grabs the rebound down to the baseline. Deep in the corner on the left side. Jay Henricks puts it on the floor, comes out to Ethan Kreitz, now to Henricks on the wing. Free throw line extended left side, gets it into Cody Shaq, down low, shot up and in by Most. Nice pass, down to Nate Most, he lays her in. Nate now has 7 points in the ball game, and Giltner leads by 16 points, 27-11, 35 seconds to go in the third. Here's Robinson with the ball, now for Kennesaw. Robinson here on the near sideline, comes out to a Schnitzler. Schnitzler in three-point territory, bounce pass to Widener, and it's going to be taken away. Taken away by Henricks as he runs back the other way. Nice pass, a running layup, no good by Kreitz. Polishan is up there and in. Ott was right there for Giltner. Gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 29-11. Kennesaw down by 18 points. 9 seconds to go. Here in quarter number three, circling around, taking the ball to the basket. Robinson kicks it out for three. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and it's brought down by Giltner, and that's the end of the third quarter as Woodman could not make his three-pointer go down through the hole. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball from Giltner. The score, the Giltner Hornets 29, Kennesaw 11. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora, your college repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Lady Hornet and Hornet basketball teams. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw tips its sports cap to the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your games. The Silver Dollar Tavern serves you daily noon specials and evening meals, including burgers and chicken. The Silver Dollar Tavern is open from 7:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. Sundays. Meet your friends, have a good meal, enjoy your favorite beverage, have fun, and meet the new owner, Tiffany Peterson, at the Silver Dollar Tavern on North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw, proudly supporting the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So we head to the fourth and final quarter here in Giltner tonight. Giltner has got the lead over Kennesaw 29-11 as we start the final period. Hornets will have the opening possession. Sean Finley back into the ball game on the wing, sends it out to Luke Richards. Richards now to Kreitz, drives the baseline to Poppin. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Nate Most, and the ball is going to be intercepted. Here comes Kennesaw back the other way. They have a lot of wood to chop here in the final period. Schnitzler drives the ball in the hole. He knocks down a mountain, but a foul is going to be called. That was Poppin who hit the deck there for Giltner. I think Poppin is going to be the guilty party here on the block. That's the case. Trevor Poppin picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Giltner. Kennesaw's going to got two team fouls in the second half. Tyler Schnitzler to the free throw line here for Kennesaw. So far tonight, he's got 4 points in the ballgame at three. And he is one out of two from the free throw line, all occurring in the first half. His shot is up there. That one is good. So he'll have one more. That makes the score 29-12 now. End of the ball game for Kennesaw is going to be Jeremy Sugar. 29-12, Giltner has got the lead. The Hornets looking for their eighth win of the 2009-2010 season. Second shot is up there. It's no good. Most with a rebound. Nate Most gets the ball to Ethan Kreitz down the near sideline to Finley. Dribble penetration, double team, back out to Kreitz at the elbow. Throws it over here on the right side to Finley. Has it deflected, but Kreitz picks it up. Kreitz goes over on the left side. Here's a shot taken by Richards. No good. Rebound popping. His shot's blocked. Rebound popping. Follow shot good. Trevor Poppin gets the field goal there for Giltner in the lane. It's now 31-12. A 19-point lead for Giltner, the seventh-ranked team in the state of Nebraska. Now we got a jump ball called. Going up was Widener, and he was tied up in the play. That was Most there, and also Sean Finley for Giltner, and a jump ball is called. The arrow pointing in favor of Kennesaw, though, so the Blue Devils will play things in from underneath their own basket. 6:57 to play in the ball game. It's Giltner 31, Kennesaw 12. Boys High School play here tonight. Now Kennesaw a little confused on who's going to inbound the ball. Now Robinson goes there, and he's going to trigger things in for the Blue Devils. Gets it to the near sideline to Snitzler. Drives it toward the hole. Now we got an offensive foul call, and Snitzler pushing off, heading to the basket there for Kennesaw. So Snitzler is whistled for his third personal foul. Giltner will come back the other direction now. Nebraska basketball coming up for you tomorrow night in the Breeze. The Huskers and the Kansas Jayhawks. Airtime will be at 7:04 tomorrow night. Tip-off of the Bob Devaney Sports Center will be at 8 o'clock. Kansas, of course, losing to Tennessee over the weekend. They were the nation's number one ranked team. They dropped to third in the poll that was released on Monday. So it'll be Nebraska against the third-ranked Kansas Jayhawks tomorrow on the Breeze, beginning at 7:04 right here. 31-12 is the score. Kennesaw trailing in the ballgame. Giltner has got the lead. Giltner has got the ball. Popping down on the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound Ott. Follow shot no good. Rebound Ott. Follow shot no good. Rebound Ott. Follow shot good. Wow. He is a monster. Drew Ott now with 13 in the ball game for Giltner. And the Hornets have a 21-point lead, 33-12. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good by Clark. Rebound to Ott. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Shea Hendricks with the ball. Pulls up inside the three-point territory. Cannot throw up a shot. Kreitz now to the right side. Shaq has shot good. Cody Shaq scores. He has got 6 points in the ball game. Kennesaw wants to call a timeout. The Blue Devils with no answer right now with this Giltner offense. 6 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Giltner 35, Kennesaw 12.
Visit your locally owned floor-to-ceiling store in Grand Island. Floor-to-ceiling offers service with competitive prices and the latest in interiors products. Conveniently located off of Highway 30 in Grand Island.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight. We're at Giltner High School in our game of the week on The Breeze. And in the girls' ball game, it was Kennesaw beating Giltner tonight by a score of 50-45. Deidre Ground led the Blue Devils with 13 points. Chelsea White had 21 for Giltner. The boys' ball game, all Hornets here tonight. Giltner 35 and Kennesaw 12. And we are in the fourth quarter. Brody Rosso has got the ball to the right wing. That's going to be Cole Kimley who's into the ball game now for Kennesaw. Work it back around to the near sideline to Gavin Robinson. Now down low. And here's a traveling violation. Nope, a pushing foul underneath. Jeremy Sugar had the ball right underneath the basket. He was maneuvering there. I thought maybe he took an extra step, but a personal foul is going to be called on Ethan Kreitz of Giltner. That's going to be his first. Only the fourth team foul in the Hornets, so no free throws here. To the right sideline, Zane Woodman has now got it for Kennesaw. Gets it out to a Gavin Robinson. Puts it on the floor. Comes to the wing on the left side to Snitzler. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted again by Shea Hendricks. He runs her back the other way. Now we'll jog it across the midcourt stripe. Down in the corner, Most for three. Shot is up there. It is no good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near side. Kennesaw scrambles after it, and the Blue Devils have it. Rosso has got it down for Kennesaw. 5:25 to play in the ballgame. 35-12. Giltner has got the lead. There's a pass right through the fingertips of Sugar out of bounds. So Kennesaw turns it over again in the ballgame. Giltner comes back quickly with the ball. Kreitz, he pulls up a 12-footer. He's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Cade Clark for Kennesaw. Clark comes to the near sideline to Rosso. He'll hold things up, right-handed dribble. Here's a long-range jumper for three. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Woodman. Follow shot. Rather, a rebound comes down to Drew Ott for Giltner. Back the other way is going to be Hendrickson, who signs up and in. Shea Hendricks scores for Giltner. This is like a shooting practice now. Hendricks now with 7 points in the ball game. It's 37-12. Giltner with the lead. Gavin Robinson here on the near sideline holds the ball, bounce pass inside. Clark has got it, double teamed. His pass deflected, taken down by Hendricks, and he has it tipped out of his hands. Lost it out of bounds there. The officials point to Kennesaw's way. Hendricks was taking it up the far sideline and lost the ball out of bounds. Over there defensively was Zane Woodman for Kennesaw. Even the Blue Devils surprised over there as they played things in off of the far side, but not before we have a timeout. 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Giltner 37, Kennesaw 12.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Kennesaw's got the ball in their offensive end as they try to dump it down low right through the fingertips of Justin Burr out of bounds. Another turnover on Kennesaw in the ball game. That's their 11. 37-12 is the score. Giltner has got the lead. Hornets led at halftime 15-7. Shea Hendricks with the ball now for Giltner. Goes over in the wing to Ashawn Finley, who's back in the ball game. Finley in 3-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Hendricks. Dumps it down low. Most has got it. Shot is over the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Burr. Nate Most misses a little bunny there for the Giltner Hornets. Kennesaw has got it back. Gavin Robinson. Comes over in the wing to Arasso. Now to Robinson here on the near side. Holds the ball. Comes out between the circles again to Brady Rosso. His defense has been hard to crack here tonight for Kennesaw. To the far sideline, Schniffler's got it. To Rosso now in three-point territory. To Robinson here on the near side. Robinson looks. Comes out to Rosso. Entry pass. They get it in there to a Bender. Now down low, and Asana's up and in. Bender gets rid of it as he gets it into the hands of Rosso for the bucket. And Brody Rosso gets his second field goal. There's a shot taken, an off-balance shot there by Giltner's Sean Finley that won't go. And the rebound comes down to Kennesaw. 3.5 to play, 37-14. It is Giltner out on top by 23 in the basketball game. Brody Rosso has got the ball for Kennesaw to the near sideline to Robinson. Robinson in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Nate Most for Giltner. Gets the ball ahead down in the corner. Shea Hendricks with the ball. Now to Most down in the corner. Hendricks works the ball inside, tapped away from Poppin. And the ball is brought down by Kennesaw's Dalton Bender. Bender runs her back the other way to Rosso. Now to Robinson. Shot for three from the corner is no good. Rebounded on the weak side by Schnitzler. He goes up. His follow shot good. Tyler Schnitzler scores for Kennesaw. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and the Giltner lead is now 21 points. 37-16 with 2:48 to play. Here's Shea Hendricks with the ball now for Giltner. He brings it into the offensive zone. A pass in the lane is going to be tipped and intercepted. Schnitzler's got the ball. 1-on-3. Drives it. Contact made. Offensive foul. Tyler Schnitzler is whistled for the offensive charging foul. That's going to be his fourth. So it'll be Giltner basketball. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Cody Shack. Here comes Drew Ott back into the contest. Ethan Christ coming out now for Giltner. And also coming out is going to be Luke Richards. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Here in this one, Giltner has got the lead over Kennesaw in our boys' high school basketball game of the week. Finley down on the baseline. Drew Ott rockets the ball into the lane. Here's a shot by Hendricks up and in. Hendricks scores. Ott gets the assist. 39-16. Giltner has got the lead. Kennesaw with the ball. That's a Stisler with it now for Kennesaw. Moves it to the right sideline. Brody Rosso inside to Burr. Back out to Rosso. Dribbles into the lane. And his shot is going to be blocked down, partially deflected. And we got a foul called here on Giltner. It's going to go on Hendricks. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 5 on Giltner in the ball game. But this will be a shooting foul. Hacked in the act of shooting was Brody Rosso. He's got 5 points so far in the ball game. His shot is up there, dances around the rim, and goes down through the hole. He will get one more. 39-17 now. Kennesaw down by 22 points. Next shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound in the lane there by Sean Finley. So Finley has got it for Giltner with a 22-point lead. Finley in the offensive end now. Bounce pass to Hendricks. Inside, Nate Most grabs it. Shoots, misses, no good. Rebound Ott. Follow shot good. And he is fouled into play. Let's see. Or was he the guilty party? It was Drew Ott over the back of a Kennesaw Blue Devil. So the basket does not count. Drew Ott picks up his fourth personal foul there for Giltner. Tell you what, Drew has played only one game for the Hornets this year because of that football injury to his left elbow, but he has really added something to the Hornets here. Giltner is going to be a force in Class D2. So we get to the calendar turned to February and March. There's another turnover on Kennesaw. There's an interception by Giltner. Hendricks on the baseline, shot no good. Tap try no good. Rebound Most, follow shot good. Nate Most now with 9 points in the ball game. A minute and 26 seconds to play here. And this one is 41-17. Giltner has got the lead. Rody Rosso has got the ball for Kennesaw to the far sideline. Now they work it back on the right side of the block. To Burr kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer put up there. No good, and he's fouled in the play. Schnitzler winds up and throws one in from a three-point range from the right sideline. It would not go, but he'll go to the free throw line now to shoot three. The foul goes on Finley. That's going to be his first. To the free throw line is going to be Tyler Schnitzler. His first one is up there and in. He'll have three shots here. He'll have two more. Schnitzler now with 8 points in the basketball game. Next one is up there. He hits that one. Out in the active shooting in three-point territory, so he'll get three shots here. Giltner is going to bring in a whole new tribe here. 41-19 is the score. Giltner has got the lead. The Hornets will improve to 8-1 after this one. Kennesaw will drop to 5-5. Next shot by Schnitzler is up and in, so he hits all three. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. And the score is now 41-20. Kennesaw was a team that has been averaging 48 points per ballgame on offense. Giltner was giving up 41 on defense. But it's been the Giltner defense tonight that has been rock solid. Kennesaw has had a tough time. Hornets have the basketball as they work with it toward the end of the first half or second half here at the fourth quarter. Jake Finley into the ball game now. He's going to fire up a three ball. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near side. Both teams running with some second teamers now. Gavin Robinson has got it for Kennesaw. Drives his shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. Robinson brings the ball back there for Kennesaw. Kind of an unbalanced shot as he was heading toward the basket as he took it down the left side of the lane. He was fouled in the play. And now Robinson will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play with 47 seconds to play. The personal foul goes on Giltner's Kyle Hawthorne is into the ballgame now, a 5'5" freshman. There are five freshmen on this Giltner Hornet varsity basketball roster. Top of the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down. Follow shot is up there. It's no good by Robinson. Rebound is loose again, and Kennesaw grabs it back. They keep things alive here. That's Jacob Schuster with the ball. Works it inside. The shot's going to be blocked down. Off of the fingertips of Widener. The ball's going to be recovered here by Giltner. Now falling down for the ball. Coming down the near sideline for Giltner. Oh, you might know. Somebody that's not on the official roster. So head coach Matt Drew is deep into his roster here as Giltner has got a 41-22 advantage in the fourth quarter. Adam Heyer has got the ball now for Kennesaw. His pass is deflected. Brought down by Giltner, running, missing. The shot tip try is up and in. Dustin Hastings gets the field goal there for Giltner. That's now 43-22 in favor of Giltner. Here's Kennesaw down on the baseline. His shot is taken, partially deflected. Ball is loose in the lane. Who's got it? Nobody does. It's still on. The scramble is on. Kennesaw has it. And now the Blue Devils have got it. Here's Burling. Here's a shot taken. It's no good. And that's the end of the basketball game. As Giltner wins it tonight, 43-22 over the Kennesaw Blue Devils. So Kennesaw drops to 5 wins and 5 losses on the season. Giltner improves to 8-1. Good performance here tonight by Giltner as they will get ready for their next outing coming up here. Giltner has got their next ball game against High Plains Community. That'll be on Friday night right back here in Giltner. Meanwhile, Kennesaw has got an outing with Lawrence Nelson. That'll be Friday night. That game will be played in Kennesaw. But all Giltner here tonight as they beat the Kennesaw Blue Devils by the score of 43-22. We've got the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Giltner Hornets.
For peace of mind for you and family members, call Jackson Wilson Funeral Home in Kennesaw, 402-752-3398. They care at Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, and they'll take care of all your funeral needs and answer all your questions. Prearrangement is also available. Serving Kennesaw and South Central Nebraska, the Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, 209 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Jackson Wilson Funeral Home proudly supports and wishes good luck and good sportsmanship to all the Kennesaw athletes, coaches, and teams.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to Giltner High School. Giltner wins it in boys high school play tonight over Kennesaw. The final score of 43-22. Giltner is now 8-1 on the season. Kennesaw will drop to 5 wins and 5 losses. Giltner got out to a 10-7 first quarter lead. And then Kennesaw, boy, they went a long, long time in that first half without scoring. In fact, from the 6:45 mark of the first quarter all the way until the 2-minute and 40-second mark of the third quarter, Kennesaw did not hit a field goal. And Kennesaw fell behind early in the contest. Giltner outscored Kennesaw 5-0 in the second quarter. The Hornets had a tough time finding the range from the field here tonight. It was 15-7 at halftime, but the shooting woes continued for Kennesaw. Again, they didn't hit a field goal until the 2:40 mark of the third quarter. By then, the Hornets opened up a 21-9 lead. It was 29-11 after three quarters, and the Hornets go on to win by the score of 43-22. Kennesaw had only four guys score in the basketball game tonight. Tyler Schnitzler was the leading scorer. He had 10 points. He had a three-pointer and a two-pointer, and he was 5 of 7 from the free throw line, so Schnitzler ends up with 10 points. Grady Rosso had 6 points. He had a three-pointer and a two-pointer, and he was 1 of 2 from the free-throw line. Chance Widener came off of the bench to score 4 points, a field goal, 2 of 4 from the free-throw line. And Gavin Robinson hit a field goal for 2. He was 0 for 1 from the free-throw line. Kennesaw, 8 out of 14 from the stripe in the ball game tonight. Giltner was 9 out of 16 from the free-throw line this evening. They were led by Drew Ott in the ball game as he scores 13 points. Ott had 5 points in the first half and 8 more in the second. Ott had 10 points from the field, 5 field goals, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He was the only man tonight to really reach double figures for Giltner. But Nate Most and Shea Hendricks, solid ball games. Most had 3 field goals, and he was 3 of 4 from the free throw line for 9 points. Shea Hendricks had 4 field goals, 1 of 3 from the line for 9 points. Cody Shack had 6 points on 3 field goals. Trevor Poppin had a field goal, and he was 2 of 4 from the free throw line for 4 points. Dustin Hastings got a field goal linked for Giltner. He had 2 points in the basketball game. So Giltner, the 7th-ranked team in Class D2, picks up their 8th win of the season. Now they're now 8-1. Kennesaw 5-5 after the Hornets blow out the Blue Devils tonight in our boys' high school basketball game. The final score of 43-22. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Sylvan Postgame Show, high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
visit your locally owned floor-to-ceiling store in Grand Island. Floor-to-ceiling offers service with competitive prices and the latest in interiors products. Conveniently located off of Highway 30 in Grand Island.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Giltner again in the boys' contest tonight. It was Giltner over Kennesaw by a score of 43-22. In the girls' game tonight, it was Kennesaw beating Giltner 50-45. Kennesaw opened up a lead by halftime at 29-17 after going on a 19-4 run in the second quarter. Kennesaw still led after three quarters, 32-24. They lock it up with a 50-45 win over Giltner tonight on the girls' side of things. Deidre Ground, the leading scorer for Kennesaw, she had 13 points. Rebecca Uden had 10. Kennesaw now 7. A check that Kennesaw should be 8-3 on the season. Meanwhile, Giltner will drop to 3-6 on the girls' side. They got 21 points tonight from Chelsea White in a losing effort, 17 from Lisa Lockman. But Giltner comes up short in girls' basketball, 50-45 to Kennesaw. The Blue Devils turn the tables on the boys' side as they knock off Giltner tonight by a score of 43-22. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got Nebraska basketball for you here on the Breeze. The Huskers taking on the third-ranked team of the nation, the Kansas Jayhawks, at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Pre-game show will be at 7:04 tomorrow night. Tip-off will be at 8 o'clock. All the action here on the Breeze. Coming up this weekend, more basketball for you. We've got Nebraska playing Iowa State on Saturday. That'll be a night game, 6 o'clock for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the tip-off from the Sports Center. And then on Sunday, we'll have women's basketball for you. Nebraska playing at Baylor and in Waco, Texas. Huskers ranked number 11 in the country. And their tip-off will be at 2:30 on Sunday with a pregame show at 2:15. So the Huskers the rest of the week on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have more exciting high school basketball coming up for you next week here on the Breeze. In the two final scores here tonight, it was the Kennesaw girls beating Giltner by the score of 50-45. On the boys' side of things, it was all Giltner as they knock off Kennesaw by a score of 43-22. My producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, for my statistician, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Giltner.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze, 94.5. The one to tune to, your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
With your local sports connection, full news, scores, and play-by-play.
Your action.